Sit straight and comfortably. Spine, neck, head in one line. The body is solid, still and relaxed. Continue with this, travel inwards through the steps of panchakoshas as we've started from the annamaya kosha, physical, the way we went next to pranamaya, we saw it's more internal, pervades the physical. And the physical body is really made out of the physiological functions, made out of energy. If I observe it closely, there's no physical body left. Just as if you watch the wave closely, you see it's water. No such entity as wave, it's water. So when I see I'm the life in this body, where is the life? It's manifest as the body. Looked closer, we saw I'm not just a living being, I have a mind, thoughts. Where do I feel the body? Where do I feel the life, the energy, hunger, heat, cold? All comes through the mind. All is in thought. So as a thinking being, I see then, there's no separate thing called a living being. The whole thing is in my thought, manomaya kosha. So there isn't a separate thing called pranamaya. The pranamaya is really the manomaya manifest. I'm a thinking being. Then when I look even a little bit subtler, a little closer, everything that I think is built out of small discriminations between different things. It starts with I and something else, primordial, or when you just wake up, I am. And there is a world. There's me and something else. The intellect, discernment. There's up, there is down. There's this color, there's that color. There's movement, there is stillness. So just as all the Everything on your screen is made out of little dots of light. So really, those dots of light, it's everything on the screen. Every thought I have, every experience made out of small, small discernments. So I'm the discerning being. Not the thoughts, but the thinker, the knower. So I'm not manomaya, not thoughts. Manomaya kosha, I'm vijnanamaya. Self is intellect, as power of discernment. Anything that repeats itself all over, those individual cases are manifestations of a universal phenomenon. Gravity is a universal phenomenon, and the Earth pulling, the Sun pulling, Jupiter pulling, manifestations of gravity. Of the same universal phenomena. The whole universe disappears. There's no gravity. When it comes back, gravity will manifest again. This universal principle will manifest. Power of discernment, intellect, we see throughout nature. The plant knows the direction of the sun, so it grows towards there. The animal knows this is edible, this is not edible, this is safe place, this isn't safe, discerns. And manifests in a more full way in humans. The human intellect. So I is the discerning being, vijnanamaya. This is a manifestation of a universal principle. It's not an individual, just the individual thing. When I drop the identity with the body, the mind, thoughts, with the lower koshas, then this discriminatory power, much easier to see, it's just the universal power working through me. When I'm caught up in the other ones, there's more of a thicker fog of identity as the individual. So harder to see that this is a manifestation of the totality. For the clear discerning person, there is discernment, not I am the intellectual being, I am the discerning being, there is only the discernment manifest in me. Or manifest as me. So I'm Vijnanamaya, the intellect, the power of discernment, power of viveka, discrimination. And this is but a manifestation of the universal vijnana, universal power of discerning, of discrimination. Every moment I hear something, I separate, there's that sound, there's the silence. Viveka. I feel the body, this is me. What I don't feel, sensation, that's not me. Discernment, viveka. I'm the discriminatory being. Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.